The following is a sports presentation of ESPN Radio 1460 AM, KXPN, and ESPNSuperstation.com. High school basketball is on the air.
Welcome to our second game of the day here at the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. Our second matchup has one of the top teams in Class C1. They are outside the top 10, but Pierce comes in with a record of 13-5 on the year, and they'll be taking on the number 6 team in Class C2, the Sutton Mustangs, who have a record of 15-4 on the year. I'm Randy Bushcutter. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on the ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska. Our first game of the day, it was Centura with a 46-42 win over Sandy Creek in overtime. That's why this game is getting a little bit later start than what we would originally anticipate, as this game was actually scheduled for a 10:45 tip. And, well, actually, we're not going to be too far off from that, but really kind of an abbreviated warm-up period here between the Mustangs and the Blue Jays of Pierce. So we really anticipate a great matchup here in the game, and let's give you today's starting lineups. We'll begin, first of all, for Pierce. As we mentioned, Pierce comes in with a record of 13-5 on the year, and their starters look like this. Brock Schroeder is a 6-foot-tall senior. He'll start with Connor Schultz, a 6'3 senior. Brandon Freeman is a junior. He's 6 foot tall. Brady Brettschneider, 6'2 senior. We'll start with Michael Hoffman, who is 6'2 and a senior. The head coach is Mike Emery. For the Sutton Mustangs, a longtime head coach, Steve Spongberg, their starters look like this. Samuel Grease, he is a 6 foot tall junior. He'll start with Andrew Sheridan, who is a 5'11 senior. Austin Rapp, a sophomore at 6'1. Jordan Wagner, 6'1 and a junior, and Reed Wiebe is a junior. He is 6'2". Your starting lineups brought to you by the Better Bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with 5 Points Bank. The Better Bank is just simply better. 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the tip between Pierce and Sutton. We'll do that when we continue with a new Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Owen and Conley, caring for our community one patient at a time, were ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. The starting lineups being announced here to the crowd, and Pierce has already been announced, and Sutton is already back into their huddle as we're just about ready to get things underway. Last second instructions going on for these two head coaches, Steve Spongberg, who's been at Sutton for years and teaches a very patient style of offense, and the flex cut, and just things have not changed in a long time in Sutton, and there's absolutely no reason to change it. A lot of success for the Sutton Mustangs over the years, and pretty good success this year as they're rated number 6 in the state in Class C2 with a record of 15-4. And Pierce, you know, they've been especially St. Cecilia fans, they're very familiar running into them, especially in football. They have had a pretty good run here of success athletically down the years as well. And we'll check some common opponents and that sort of thing when we get the chance. The tip is in the way, in the air rather, and Sutton, who's actually the home team here, they have first possession of the basketball. And they'll kick it off on the left side. They'll look inside for Rapp. Back around the perimeter now, right side for Sam Greece, and they'll get it on the baseline here for Austin Rapp. Rapp's jumper is up and no good. And the rebound by Brett Snyder for Pierce. So here come the Blue Jays into the offensive zone. And Schultz will kick it off right side. Off a screen is Schroeder. He'll kick in the left wing. And he gets the ball back after passing briefly to Connor Schultz. Schultz picked up defensively by Sheridan as both teams going man-to-man here in the early stages anyway. Pierce gets the ball in the hands of Freeman. Freeman is picked up defensively by Greece, and the ball is knocked loose. Tracking it down near midcourt is going to be Hoffman, and Hoffman will get the ball back out for Freeman. Freeman, with that protection of his injured nose, will get the ball back out here for Schultz. Where's one of those plastic face shields as they work it on the left side for Brett Schneider? Brett Schneider will give it back to Freeman. Now, both these two teams will play great defense. Both these two teams will be very patient offensively. I mean, really, the first one at 30 might win this game. And it won't be for lack of effort, and it won't be for lack of defense, that's for sure. Schroeder will drive to the baseline, a little jump stop, and he's shut off there. He'll get the ball back out here for Freeman. And again, patient is Pierce, as they'll get the ball in and then kick it back out for Freeman. Nothing happening there. Schultz has it. And I don't know who to be more proud of, the continuing defense here for Sutton or the fact that Pierce is this patient. Schultz gives it on the left wing. He'll penetrate a little bit against Sheridan. He'll put up a shot, and it is no good. And the rebound by Rapp, and here comes Sutton. They'll slowly work the ball up court. Jordan Wagner has it. We'll give it off to Rapp. Off a little Laker cut. They kick it out here for Greece. His long jumper is left no good. They're going to tie up the rebound. Rebound's going to result in a held ball and alternating possessions. We'll give it to the visiting team, which will be the Pierce Blue Jays. Pierce will be in their road blues with the black numbers and letter. They have black gussets on the side and a little bit of white trim on there as well. And the Mustangs, their white home uniforms with the red numbers and a little bit of black outline. Pierce gets it in the lane. They'll kick the ball back out here for Hoffman. Hoffman now back out for Schultz. Little weave play. They get it to Freeman. Freeman kicks right side, and Schroeder puts up a quick jumper. It is no good, and Sutton pulls down the rebound. Sheridan has it, and he'll get it off the Greece, brings in the offensive zone. Now Sheridan on the left wing. They're looking on the inside. We're still looking for our first points of the game, 2.5 minutes in. The Mustangs and the Blue Jays. Kick on the left side. Here's Austin Rapp. Rapp gave it away, now gets it back to Wagner. Both teams going man-to-man. Open momentarily was Wiebe, but he wasn't going to fire the long jumper. And they'll just reset the offense. Backing out with it. Now Wagner has it. Looking on the inside is Sheridan. Sheridan works it back around on that right wing. He's picked up his dribble. He's defensed there by Schroeder. They enter it inside. Backdoor cut. Drive up and good. Samuel Greece lays it up and in here for the Sutton Mustangs. First 2 points of the game. And it comes off that backdoor cut. If you overplay him, they will backdoor you. Here Schroeder has it. He'll fire a three, and he hits the three. He came from the baseline all the way out the top of the key, caught the ball in rhythm, and was able to fire up the three-pointer. Long pass by Sutton goes off the hands of Austin Rapp and out of bounds. And you hear that familiar raspy voice of Steve Spongberg, the head coach at Sutton. And he'll give it off for Schroeder on that left side. Top of the circle to Brett Schneider. Brett Schneider kicks to Schultz. Mustangs now will pick up Schroeder after hitting that three. As Rapp now is not going to let him get as open as he was earlier. With the dribble is Schultz. Schultz on that left wing kicks in the corner for Brett Schneider. Brett Schneider is going to drive a little jump stop in the lane. Ball fake shot is up and good. Pierce with 5 straight points here. And they lead it 5-2. Top of the circle for Sutton is Sheridan. He's going to direct traffic. Both teams going man-to-man defensively here. Greece will give it top of the circle here for Reed Wiebe. Kicks in the corner for Sheridan. Sheridan's jumper is no good, and Pierce snags the rebound. Schroeder with the rebound, and now we'll give it off on the right side for Freeman. He'll take it all the way to the baseline. Bounce pass through the baseline, and the kick out, long three, back of the iron, no good for Pierce. Rebounded by Greece. The three by Schultz won't fall. Greece pulls down the rebound, and now Sutton trailing it in the early stages, has the ball in the offensive zone. Rath will give it to Wagner, and Wagner just going to catch his breath a little bit, gives it right back to Rath, and 3 minutes to go here, first quarter. They look on the inside, bad pass, it's stolen away, and then a foul as just getting feet tangled up. The steal on the far side by Freeman, and then Freeman was tripped up by Austin Rath, and Rath didn't mean to commit the foul, but it turns out to be a pretty good one because it would have been a layup on the other end of the court. As we said, one game in the books in overtime. It was Centura with a 46-40 win over Sandy Creek in overtime. Congratulations to the Centurions. Pick up their fourth win of the year. Kick into the corner for Pierce. Long three-pointer by Schroeder is no good. Offensive rebound for Stonacek. And Stonacek can't get the shot to foul. Fall, and it's rebounded by Lance Spongberg, who checked in just moments ago. On the right side, Austin Rath has it. Rath has it here for the Mustangs. We'll kick on the left side for Sheridan. Pretty good pressure being put on. Lance Spongberg has it on the baseline. Dribbles out top of the key. Is able to get it out for Jordan Wagner. Wagner on that right side for Sheridan. Off the screen, here's Rath. He'll fire the three. It's no good. And the rebound for the Blue Jays. Snagging the bound, Austin Coolmoose. And long pass up ahead. And Pierce head coach Mike Emery asked the question, why? Why throw it that far? It went off a teammate and out of bounds. So here's the Mustangs off of a screen getting the top of the circle for Wagner. Wagner looks to the inside as they motion through, and we got a little push whistle on Pierce. Just a little push whistled against the Mustangs' Connor Schultz. That'll be his first, team's first as well. And on the inbounds, it goes off the hands of Sutton and out of bounds. They try to get it to Andrew Sheridan. And Sheridan, for whatever reason, tried to make a one-handed catch, and that did not work out. Pierce leads at 5-2, and they've got the dribble with a minute 40 to go here in the first quarter. Coolmoose gives the ball off to Schultz. Schultz slips, but is able to roll it up ahead to Coolmoose, and Coolmoose is going to reset the offense. Mustangs of Sutton again going man-to-man as Brett Schneider has the dribble, picks it up, will just hand it off for Schultz. He'll fire a three, in and out, no good. Good look at it, and Wagner pulls down the rebound for Sutton, and the Mustangs quickly in the offensive zone. Wagner gets it back, kicks it off on the left side here for Austin Rath. Rath is going to give a top of the circle here for Sheridan. Sheridan on the left wing for Spongberg, and Spongberg gives it off right side for Rath. Rath, jump stop in the lane. That's a foul on the jump stop. Held as he made the jump stop. And that's going to be well before the shot. For Pierce, Connor Reek checks into the ball game with Michael Hoffman. And the foul on Schroeder was his first. And Sutton has to inbound it. They just catch it near midcourt. And Austin Rath will give it off on that left side, getting it off to Lance Spongberg. To Wagner. Wagner back to Spongberg. Spongberg gives it off right side for Wagner. Nice backdoor cut shot up. No good for Wiebe. Offensive rebound, and the shot falls for Wiebe again. And nice job as he kept knocking on the door. And finally, the offensive rebound and bucket for Reed Wiebe. I'll tell you what, he was surrounded by Blue Jays there and still was able to find the glass and lay it up and in. 27 seconds left as Pierce has it in the offensive zone. And they'll kick it off here left side for Schultz. And Pierce, I'm sure, will work it for the last shot. 18 seconds, little screen with the dribble is Schultz. Schultz from the elbow looking for a cutter. Kicks it back out for Reek. Reek enters it in, back out. Here's the long jumper. No good for Reek. Offensive rebound for Stonacek. Stonacek kicks it out. 1 second left. Here's the three at the buzzer by Reek. And it is no good. So we'll head to the second quarter. Been intense, but not a lot of scoring because of that defense. Pierce with a 5-4 lead over Sutton. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Welcome back. Here we got one quarter in the books of our second game of the day, and Pierce with a 5-4 lead over Sutton. The Mustangs will inbound the basketball right in front of us here to start the second quarter. And again, defense is just kind of really ruling the roost here, and so far here in the basketball game. Lance Spongberg got the inbounds. And we'll get the ball to Austin Rapp. Spongberg now gets it back on that left side. And they'll skip it over for Rapp. Rapp tries to enter it in, and we got a hold in underneath. So that'll be another foul on Pierce. And as a team, that's going to be the third against the Blue Jays. And the inbounds for Sheridan. Sheridan long skip pass. And they'll work it back around. Another skip on the left wing. Rapp has it. Rapp's going to drive the baseline, look for a cutter. Little ball fake now by Wagner. His shot off glass, no good. Altered by Brady Brett Schneider, who also pulled down the rebound. So Pierce will bring it into this offensive zone. Schultz has it, kicks right side. Schroeder, by the way, whistled for the foul a little bit ago. His second, and the entry pass is knocked away from Brett Schneider, but they say Brett Schneider was the last to touch it. So that's Sutton defense. Forces the turnover. Give credit to Jordan Wagner for good hands there, knocking the ball loose. So Pierce with a one-point lead here. And they'll give it top of the circle for Wagner. Wagner kicks right side for Spongberg. Spongberg right back out for Sheridan. And he'll kick it out for Reed Wiebe. And Wiebe kicks right side for Lance Spongberg. Top of the circle here for Wiebe. And he'll kick it off on the left side, and everybody will cycle through. Wagner gives it to Spongberg. Spongberg, long skip pass out here for Rapp. Rapp drives the baseline and has the ball knocked away. Good defense there by Michael Hoffman to force the Sutton turnover. Unofficially, Sutton with four turnovers, three whistled against Pierce here in the early stages of the second quarter. 6.5 to go in the first half. A 5-4 lead here for Pierce. As the Blue Jays bring in the offensive zone. Top of the circle for Freeman. He'll kick right wing for Schultz. And Schroeder now trying to penetrate a little bit as the Mustangs sagging man-to-man, but they are in the man-to-man still. Freeman on the baseline, pass tipped, and it's going to be another Pierce turnover. Sutton on the run with the drive. Spongberg gets it in the lane. Here's Wagner, shot up and good. Wagner surprised by the pass, but he's able to lay it up and in. Sutton 6-5, 6 minutes to go. Quick timeout here for Pierce. We'll take it with him. We'll be back right after this.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Houston's Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Heartland Event Center. A 6-5 lead here in the second quarter for the Sutton Mustangs, who are rated number 6 in the state according to the Omaha World Herald in Class C2. Pierce,
No slouch in Class C1. They are 13-5 on the year, just outside the rankings, you would think. Freeman brings in the offensive zone, kicks in the corner. That's a long jumper, long deuce for Brock Schroeder. And Schroeder now has 5 in the game. He has 5 of the Pierce 7 points. Sheridan has it here for Sutton. As again, Pierce takes the lead right back. Spongberg has it top of the circle. Will hand the ball off for Reed Levy. And again, everybody moving that motion offense here for the Mustangs. Pass on the right side, Grease, and he'll give it top of the circle here for Weeby. To Spongberg on that left side. And again, Pierce still going man-to-man. Entry pass down low. There's Weeby. Weeby drives up and in. Reed Weeby with the shot. And Sutton takes the lead back. We've had a number of lead changes. Nobody's ever really had a big lead in this game. At one point, I think Pierce led by five. That was by three, rather. That was the largest lead of the game. Schroeder on that baseline still has his dribble with 4:50 to go. Top of the circle, Schultz. We're here in the second quarter as Schultz drives the baseline. He's picked up defensively by Weeby and then puts up an air ball that's rebounded by Grease. And Sutton quickly up court, but they're not fast breaking. Spongberg, he'll drive it to the baseline. His jumper, no good. Offensive rebound by Weeby, and he puts it up and in. Good enough shot. It was short and went right into the hands of Reed Weeby. And Weeby, there was just nobody around him, lays it off glass and in. So Sutton, their largest lead of the game. They lead it by 3. And Freeman has it top of the circle. 4:15 to go here in the first half. And again, Mike Emery for Pierce asking, what are we running? Because he wasn't sure what was happening. But whatever they ran, Connor Schultz got open on the elbow, caught the ball, and hit the jumper. It's a one-point ball game here. Little ball fake here by Spongberg. He'll put up the long three. It's no good. And the rebound by Weeby. Weeby double-teamed in the corner, but he's able to get it out for Andrew Sheridan. Sheridan bounce pass on the left side for Wagner. Wagner gives it to Grease and off of a screen, top of the circle, Weeby has it. He'll kick for Spongberg. Spongberg bounce pass through the lane. Falling down is Grease. He's able to get the ball to Sheridan. Sheridan skip pass on the right side for Lance Spongberg. And Spongberg will skip it back to Grease. Grease on the baseline, back and in. Now he'll kick it back out for Sheridan. Top of the circle, here's Spongberg for 3. It's no good. And the rebound by Schultz. Schultz quickly up court to Brandon Freeman. He's shut off, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. Schroeder has it. He's picked up defensively by Grease, and they'll get the ball out to Hoffman. 3:05 to go here before halftime. Pierce down by 1 with the basketball. Driving to Schultz. He'll kick it. Will weave. Freeman has it. And off the weave, Schroeder open from about 15 foot. And he's got 7 in the game. He hits the jumper. And now another lead change. Pierce up by 1. Wagner on the right wing. Gets it out for Sheridan. Top of the circle now for Wagner. And again, Pierce has gone exclusively man-to-man here defensively. Right side, Sheridan. Top of the circle for Weeby. He'll try a 15-footer. It's up and in. Yep. He backed up a little bit. Thought he might have got close to that three-point arc, but the official right there said that is a 2. He had the ball at the free throw line. Actually was backing up. The defender stayed there, and then he hit the shot. But it is a long deuce, and Sutton is up by 1. Right wing, Schultz has it. And he's picked up defensively by Sheridan. Sheridan picks him up. Now cutting over there is going to be a kick pass out for Hoffman. Hoffman at the elbow. In trouble. Just walked with it. Yeah, he just changed tendency. You know, you're playing pretty good defense if you force the other team to forget which foot they pivoted on earlier. It was less than 5 seconds ago they pivoted. And so that's Sutton defense. Both these two teams playing very strong defense. And here come the Mustangs. Dribbling Lance Spongberg into the offensive zone. Sutton is up by 1 late here in the second quarter. They kick it in the corner. Quick jumper on the baseline. No good by Sheridan. And the rebound by Brett Schneider for Pierce to end the possession. Dribbling on the right wing is going to be Schultz. Schultz gives it off to Connor Reek. And Reek is bumped into on that far side. Right on the baseline. So they'll inbound it underneath the basket after the Sutton foul. The foul is on Reed Weeby. They'll check that on 22. Tyler Keegan. Ball knocked down on the ground. Keegan almost making a steal. Can't quite come up with it. And they'll give it in. And it is stolen by Regan. Nope. Then it comes off his foot as it was knocked loose. And Pierce maintains the possession. Austin Kulmus came up with a loose ball. And Reeks pass. Will kick now left side for Schultz. And again, the Mustangs trying to come off all those screens and really cover, especially Brock Schroeder, who's got 7 points here in the first half. Schultz has it on that left side. Minutes to go here before halftime, and the pass is off the hands of Stanicek and out of bounds. Pierce turns it over. There's 6th turnover of the first half here. And with about 58 seconds to go, Sutton will inbound, and they've had many a possession that's taken over a minute. I don't know if they'll actually milk the clock that far here. They kick right side for Tyler Keegan. Keegan looking on the inside. He's picked up by Brett Schneider. Keegan has his dribble. Now gives it off for Spongberg. 40 seconds left. Top of the circle. Rath. Rath dribbles. Gets right side to Spongberg. Spongberg from the elbow. Now looking to get it out. Gives it off here for Sheridan. Sheridan now back to Spongberg. He'll skip it out here for Rath. 26 seconds left. Rath works it back around, and now they will work for the last shot, will the Sutton Mustangs. They just kind of have the ball on the hip over there. They lead it 12-11, and now with the dribble is going to be Lance Spongberg. Spongberg standing in the half-court jump circle as he passes now for Sheridan. 6 seconds left. Sheridan's entry pass knocked away. They tried to get it inside for Reed Wiebe. It's out of bounds, and now Sutton will inbound it with 4.7 to go. So about all they have here is the inbounds play. Spongberg will inbound it. They'll get it in the hands of Rapp. Rapp will ball fake. Shot blocked at the buzzer, and that will do it. Sutton heads to the locker room with a one-point lead over Pierce. It's 12-11 at intermission. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide personalized, quality care. Trust your hearing health care and hearing aid products to the experts, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
And welcome back here to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. We're at halftime where Sutton leads Pierce 12-11 here at the break. This is the second of 8 games here at the Heartland Hoops Classic. Our 12:30 game, an intriguing matchup. The top-ranked team in Class of C2, Fremont Bergen, they'll be taking on 8th-ranked Kearney Catholic from Class of C1. And to talk to us and profile the game a little bit is Kearney Catholic head coach Don Leese. And I guess, Coach, first of all, the second year in a row that you played here at the Heartland Hoops Classic, what do you find so appealing about this event?
It's just, you know, a great atmosphere. You get to play, you know, in an open place. You know, it might get you ready for state if you happen to make it to state. You know, it's against good teams. Tino Martinez does a great job of matching people up with different people that you don't normally get to see. And it's just an awesome atmosphere to, you know, come in here and be able to play, you know, in an arena like this. And they treat you extremely well here, too, you know, with the everything, too, Randy. So it's just a nice event that I hope keeps going and keeps growing.
And it has grown in popularity. And last year against Adams Central, that's a pretty tough matchup.
Yeah.
You know, this time you're playing a top-ranked team. You're playing Fremont Bergen.
Yep.
Yeah. Why do you want to play? I mean, Adams Central was a conference opponent.
Yep.
I mean, you play them anyway. Why sign up to play the top-ranked team in the state?
You know, because it gives you that chance. You know, right now we got 10 days before the single elimination tournament starts, and you want to kind of see what you need to work on. You know, and you, it's a kind of a measuring stick for you. You know, we're going against the top-ranked team in C2. You know, and, you know, they're a very good team. They got some height. Man, they got height. 3-6-5 kids inside, and their guards are good outside. So, you know, we just got to, you know, want to play this type of competition and have some fun out here and get after things, Randy.
And they do have some height, but, you know, your style is to kind of go at them and attack them and a deep bench. How do they match up with that style that you like to play?
They do a good job with it. You know, when I've watched them on film, they get up and down the court, Randy. It's not like they sit there and just really try to pound it in all the time. You know, their guards can shoot the ball extremely well from outside, and their post play is unbelievable. You know, when I watched on the film, they get it inside, and they try to get it inside as much as possible. But, you know, if they're open from the outside, their guards are going to be looking to shoot it. But they don't, you know, just walk the ball up the court, Randy. This is going to be 94 feet of up and down and get after things. It's going to be a lot of fun, and hopefully we're hitting some shots so we can, you know, come out with a victory here, but it's going to be tough, Randy.
We take a look at your schedule,
uh-huh.
And, you know, I mean, there's the who's who, and a lot of these teams are here. There's, you know, Grand Island Central Catholic, Ravenna, St. Cecilia. You have two losses against GICC. That's the list of the losses, and you take a look at those teams. You know, there's losses amongst themselves. Other than that, they really haven't lost to too many teams outside the state. How does that prepare you when you get into that single elimination tournament? How does that prepare you to play a team like Fremont Bergen?
You know, it tests you. You know, you're battle tested, Randy. You know, we played the GICCs, the Ravennas, the Adams Centrals, you know, the Ords, you know, and many more, St. Cecilians, you know, those teams. You know, it just tests you. It gets you prepared to, you know, maybe handle some things down the stretch, because those games were all close. And, you know, be able to handle some pressure and be able to do some things down the stretch and in throughout the game. You know, Ord goes 6-4, 6-4, 6-3, 6-3, you know. So, you know, that's what we're going to run up against tonight is, you know, about three guys that are about 6-3, 6-4 at times when they put them on the court and stuff. You know, we got to be able to handle those things. And, you know, with Ord, you know, we did a pretty good job of being able to handle their post. You know, they're going to score some points inside, and that's what I told the kids, you know. You know, I'm the offensive coach, so if I score 2 points, my defensive guys have got to really shut them down, fellas, and stuff. So, you know, but it should be a good time, Randy.
Yeah, it's going to be a great matchup, and it just kind of gets you ready down the stretch. What do you see as – is there one stat, one really key that you look at tonight?
Yeah, we got to control the boards, Randy. I think if I've told the kids many times, we've gone into some games, and if we control the boards on stuff offensively and defensively, we got a chance to, you know, come out with a victory. But if we get just demolished on the boards, it's going to be a dogfight where our defense out front is going to have to, you know, pick it up for us.
All right, Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lees, appreciate the time. And 12:30, we'll have your game right here.
All right, thanks a lot, Randy.
All right, Don, appreciate the time. We'll take a quick break, and we'll recap the scoring. Here at halftime, it's Sutton 12 and Pierce 11. We'll be back with the numbers as we continue with Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
5 Points Bank, the better bank, offers access to virtually all types of investments. Product sponsors are carefully screened and continuously monitored to ensure 5 Points Bank's high standards of quality are met. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. We're at halftime, where Sutton has a 12-11 lead over the Pierce Blue Jays here at intermission. Let's recap the scoring. It will not take long because Sutton only has two players in the book. Reed Wiebe has 10, and Samuel Grease with 2 points here at intermission. And for Pierce, they've only got 3 in the book. Brock Schroeder's got 7 points, including the only three-pointer of the game, and 2 points for Connor Schultz, and 2 points for Brady Brett Snyder. At the end of one quarter, it was 5-4 Pierce. Here at halftime, it is Sutton with a 12-11 lead here at intermission. We're going to take one last break when we come back to the beginning of the third quarter between the Mustangs and the Blue Jays right after this.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
And welcome back here. Pierce down by a point here at intermission. They will start the second half with possession of the basketball. They're set to inbound it right in front of us. After this game, as we mentioned, we talked with Kearney Catholic head coach Don Lease. His 8th-ranked Stars of Kearney Catholic in Class C1 will take on the top-ranked team in Class C2, Fremont Bergen. But Bergen lost last night. They're on a little losing skid. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but I think they've lost 3 in a row here at the Fremont Bergen Knights. So they might be in a foul mood here at the Heartland Event Center. Pierce works the ball very quickly on that right side. 3-pointer up, no good for Schultz. Offensive rebound won't fall for Hoffman. And then Hoffman is fouled as he tries to go back up again. Well, he's bringing his lunch pail with him as he gets a couple of offensive rebounds here for Pierce. And now Hoffman will go to the line and will shoot too. That'll be on Wiebe. That'll be his first foul. And the free throw by Hoffman is up and in. Now tie things up at 12 here. Second free throw up and good. So Pierce at the free throw line takes the lead here in the early stages of the third quarter. With the dribble, Sheridan gives it top of the circle here for Austin Rath. Rath back around. Again, Pierce going man-to-man here. And the entry pass off the mark, and it's going to be stolen away. Bad pass, and Freeman comes up with it. 5 turnovers now on Sutton, 6 for Pierce in the ballgame. Backdoor cut, layup, up and good. They lost track of Connor Schultz, and Schultz got it from top of the circle. And a quick timeout for Steve Spongberg and the Sutton Mustangs. They trail it 15-12, 7:15 to go here, third quarter. Timeout Mustangs, we're back in 30 seconds.
ProTeam Design is the name to know for all of your screen printing and embroidery needs. From athletic to corporate, 2 items or 200 items, we can get the job done on time and at a great price. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, or check us out on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, Dr. Adamson specializes in shoulder problems, including surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Steve Spongberg does not like the way the Mustangs have charged out of the gate here. And so he calls a quick timeout, only 45 seconds in to the second half. And their lead's been erased. They are now down by 3. With the dribble, Mustangs are just kind of running the old weave play here. Wagner has it, just hands it off, and he'll hand the ball off to Rath. Rath has it. Raff will now hand it off to Wiebe. Wiebe hands off to Sheridan. Sheridan looking for a backdoor cutter. Now gives it off for Grease. Coming through is Wiebe. Driving up is Raff. Raff will spin move in the lane. Shot up and in. Austin Raff. Wow, that's a tough drive. He hits the bucket. Now make it a one-point ball game here. On that right side for Pierce, Schroeder has it. Now the Mustangs are trying to pick things up defensively as well. Entry pass on the inside, knocked away. Loose ball picked up here by Jordan Wagner. Wagner up ahead here for Grease, and they'll kick it back off here for Austin Raff. Raff looking to the inside. Nothing happening there, and he'll just pass it off for Sheridan. Sheridan kicks left side for Wiebe. They'll get it on the perimeter over there for Grease. He'll kick it off right side for Raff. Raff, little ball fake. Pass through the lane, kicking it back out to Wagner. Here's Grease for three, top of the circle, and he hits the three. Sam Grease drains the three-pointer, and he now has 5 points in the game. Schroeder has it, and he's got it top of the circle here. And he'll hand the ball off here for Brett Schneider. Brett Schneider slid. Yeah, he just kind of lost his footing. Maybe hit a little slick spot there because he just kind of slid to a stop. And Brett Schneider with the turnover. That's now 7 unofficially on Pierce compared to 5 for the Sutton Mustangs. Sutton leads it 17-15. They'll get it off a wrap. And we got a little double dribble, yeah. Couldn't make up his mind. Reed Wiebe wanted to throw it and tried to get the ball back. Well, he did, but that was a double dribble. So that'll be another turnover on Sutton. At least double dribbles makes the team inbounded. Had he made that pass, it'd been a steal and potentially a layup. Lance Bongberg going to check in here. Wagner out of the game. And the Pierce Blue Jays just dribbling up against that man-to-man. Cool Moose has it, top of the circle. Cool Moose harassed by Grease. That great pressure being put on. He'll have to just hand the ball off for Schultz. Schultz will drive all the way in. Jump stop. Wow! Nice shot by Connor Schultz as he drove in hard. He's got 6 in the game, and we are tied at 17. Right wing for Sutton is going to be Grease. He looks to the inside. Nothing happening there. He'll give it to Rath. Raff will take it to the baseline. He's used up his dribble and in trouble, and his pass is stolen away by Freeman. Brandon Freeman with the steal, and both teams have turned the ball over 7 times. Both teams have 17 points. 4.5 minutes to go here, third quarter. Pierce kicks left side. Schroeder's got it on the baseline. Dumps it in underneath. That's Brett Schneider, and Brett Schneider, before he can put up the shot, is fouled. Brett Schneider just kind of trying to muscle up in there. And Wiebe is going to be whistled for the foul. That's going to be his 2nd. Free throw, the jumper on the inbounds, up and good for Schroeder. Nice little inbounds play for Pierce. They came off a screen, he caught the ball on the baseline, and Pierce hits the shot. Timeout Mustangs, 4:15 to go here, third quarter. It's Pierce 19, Sutton 17. Full timeout for the Mustangs. We'll be back in 1 minute.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Trust the experts when it comes to your hearing or hearing aid products. At ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, our university-trained audiologists provide individualized care, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Event Center. As we mentioned, Pierce comes in with a record of 13-5. They're still really kind of looking for that signature win. They beat some teams that are, you know, 14-6, 12-6 on the season. But none of those signature wins, probably their best win was against Harrington Cedar Catholic, who's rated number 10 in Class C2. They won that one by 10. Meanwhile, Sutton, they're 14-4 on the year. Their losses have been to some pretty stout opponents. And the one that kind of stands out, losses to to Wood River, who was only 10-9. That's probably their most painful loss. But they're also looking for a signature win as well, although they had a nice win against Milford, obviously, winning that one by 5, one of the top teams in Class C1. That's their signature win up to this point. Sheridan has it. He'll get it to a cutter, Lance Bongberg. Bongberg back out here for Rath, for Sutton, and they'll look on that left side. Bongberg, he'll fire the three, and he hits the three. Lance Bongberg drains the three-pointer. Nice shot there by the coach's kid, as he now has 3 points in the game. Brett Schneider kicks it. There's a three up and good for Schroeder. Nice little entry to the free throw line and kick right back out for Schroeder, who drains the three-pointer. And Schroeder now with 10 in the game, and a quick pass down low, shots up and good. Wow, great ball movement and the quick jumper by Austin Rath as he drove in on the back door, and he now has 4 in the game. So now after a slow start, the offense is kicking into gear. Here's Freeman, right side. He hits from about 15 feet on that right wing. So these two teams have picked things up offensively. In the lane, nice entry pass, now bounce pass back out. As they collapsed on Greece with that entry pass, now driving is Wiebe, and Wiebe is fouled as he made the catch. He caught and then jumped right back up, but on the catch he's held, and so they'll have to inbound it. The foul on Brady Brett Schneider, that is his first. And so the Mustangs will inbound it. They'll just toss it in here for Rath, and we got a hold before they even get the pass inside. That'll be another foul on the Pierce Blue Jays here. That'll be a hold on Bronson Stanicek. So Stanicek whistle for the foul, and now the inbounds for Sheridan. Sheridan enters it down low. Wiebe had a little trouble handling it, so he'll just have to kick it out. And they find the open shooter. Then the three-pointer by Greece is up and good. Samuel Greece drains the three. He's got 8 in the game. And now into the offensive zone comes Pierce. They are trailing it by 1, 25-24, thanks to that three-pointer by Samuel Greece. Off of a screen with the dribble is Freeman. Freeman lost the ball, has to track it down, and he's used up his dribble. He'll get it to Connor Reek. And Reek top of the circle for Stanicek, and we got a hold in underneath. I believe that'll be on Rath. Nope, not on Rath. Away from the ball even farther than that. That'll be on Lance Bongberg. The inbounds, quick jumper up and good for Brock Schroeder. Well, Schroeder hits the J, and Schroeder now with 12 in the game. Pass on the left wing. Greeks has it, and they'll work it back around the perimeter. It's Austin Rath. He'll fire the three, and he hits the three. Austin Rath with 7 points in the quarter, and timeout Pierce. Sutton 28, Pierce 26. The offenses are warming up. We'll be back right after this timeout.
Valentino's, home of the Grand Italian Buffet. Come in before and after the game, or call for one of their great pizzas. You can carry out or Valentino's will deliver in the Kearney area. Get yours tonight. Valentino's, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Well, Mike Emery, the head coach of Pierce, not happy with how the last few minutes have gone, and so he calls a quick timeout. Mustangs will drop back on defense and just let him bring it into the offensive zone here. Sutton with a 28-26 lead over Pierce. And Rath, 7 points, all of those coming here in the third quarter. Schroeder with the dribble. He'll just flip it right back out here for Connor Reek. Reek off for Freeman. Freeman gives it back out for Reek. Reek on that baseline. He is shut off defensively by Rath. And they'll get the ball right back out here for Freeman. Freeman drives, kicks. With it is Cool Moose. Cool Moose off of a screen. They'll get it to Reek. Reek, three-pointer is an air ball and out of bounds. Minute 17 to go here, third quarter, and it's Sutton 28, Pierce 26. offensive zone come the Sutton Mustangs. They'll get it to Grease on that right side. He's picked up defensively by Schroeder, so he'll have to kick it off here for Rath. Back around the perimeter, Spongberg catches in rhythm and strokes another three. Lance Spongberg's second three-pointer of the quarter. And again, these teams are kind of lighting it up a little bit. The offenses took a little time to get going, but now Sutton is stroking it. They're leading it now by five, their largest lead of the game. On the baseline, Reek will try to answer back. Offensive rebound by Kulmus. Kulmus shot no good. Gets another rebound. That one won't fall. And that will end the possession when the rebound is taken out of there by Spongberg. Check it. It was Wagner who came out with it and just handed it to Spongberg. So top of the circle here, Sheridan. Now they'll give it out to Spongberg. And Pierce is going to pull out their man-to-man here with 22 seconds to go in the third quarter. And again, Sutton is going to milk the clock just a little bit. 15 seconds to go. Up in front of us here is Lance Spongberg. He gave it away. Now gets it back. 9 seconds left. Spongberg near midcourt will dribble to his right, looks to the inside, and he'll skip it. Pass is tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds with 1.8 to go. It was tipped on that far side by Schroeder. And Pierce will send three players in for the final 1.8 here as the Mustangs will inbound on the far sideline. Andrew Sheridan will throw it in right in the middle of the Sutton bench. Inbound, stolen away by Schroeder, and Schroeder from half court at the buzzer. It's no good. So we'll head to the fourth quarter, and the Mustangs have the lead. It's Sutton 31, Pierce 26. We're back after this.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic here at the Heartland Event Center. The Mustangs have a five-point lead, and they will inbound the basketball to start the fourth quarter. Tossing it in is Andrew Sheridan. He'll get the ball into Lance Spongberg's hands. He'll kick right side for Austin Rath. They look inside, get it to Wiebe. Wiebe, nice little drive shot, no good, gets his own rebound. Goes up strong with the rebound. That one will not fall, and the rebound is tipped out into the hands of Spongberg. And Spongberg kicks right side, a long deuce by Austin Rath. As Rath hits the shot, and that'll make for a seven-point lead here for the Sutton Mustangs. This is the largest lead either team has had. Driving the baseline, Schroeder, jumper, in and out, no good. Offense rebound, nope, it's ripped out of there. It's going to be a jump ball. It's tied up in there. As tying up the ball was Wiebe and Brett Schneider. As we mentioned, Sutton inbounded the basketball a little bit ago, so now the basketball belongs to Pierce underneath their own basket. And they're stomping around a little bit, trying to mop up a little bit of the sweat in underneath. Official has that taken care of. Mr. Wolf's got that taken care of, and they'll inbound the ball to Freeman. Freeman will kick on the right side for Connor Schultz, and they fake the handoff. Schultz now will back in. Gives it to Brett Schneider. Brett Schneider kicks out to Freeman. Freeman, top of the circle here for Schultz. Schultz on the dribble, looks to the inside, gets a little screen, takes it all the way to the baseline, and he draws the body contact. He will head to the line and will shoot two. Connor Schultz drew the contact, and there'll be a push. A couple of shots coming up here for Pierce. You trail it 33-26 with 7:07 to go. The free throw is up, back the iron, and no good. By the way, the foul whistled on Grease. That is just his first. Could have given it to a couple of different Mustangs there. Second free throw, no good. And the rebound taken out there by Wiebe. Wiebe now with five rebounds in the game as Grease has it on the right side. Hoffman put the hand in his face, and now he'll backdoor cut. comes back through. Nothing happened there. Long pass knocked away by Pierce with the steal of Schultz. He'll go in for the left-handed layup, and it is up and good. Schultz forced the turnover, goes in for the layup, and now Sutton's going to run right back at him. Greece has it, kicks it out here. Spongberg for three, and it is off the mark, and a foul on the rebound. Going over the back was Austin Rath, trying to get the offensive rebound. Getting position underneath was Connor Schultz. So the foul gives Pierce the basketball here, and they need to do something with it. They're down by five, 6.5 minutes to go. Schroeder on that left side gives it top of the circle here for Brett Schneider. Brett Schneider kicks on that right side, and Schroeder is tripped up going through the lane. And that'll be a foul on Wiebe, be a block on him. Six team fouls now whistled against Sutton. Only two have been whistled against Pierce. So Pierce will inbound it. This will be the last time they inbound it after a foul. Schultz to toss it in, gives it to Schroeder. Schroeder will just hand the ball right back out here for Schultz. They kick it out for Schroeder. His jumper up and good. He hits the three-pointer, I believe. It is a 33-30 game. The official put three fingers up but only one arm. So I think it was counted as a three. There's a block. He'll whistle in underneath for Pierce. And so the Mustangs at the inbound it. They just toss it in here for Rath. Rath gives it off right side for Wagner. Wagner for Greece. Greece has his dribble. Gives it out for Sheridan. Sheridan now on the baseline driving and falling is Wagner. He tried to pass it through there as he was falling down. And got lucky. It kind of ping-ponged around off a couple of Blue Jays and out of bounds. Sutton will maintain the possession here as Wagner was falling down with the dribble. And they'll toss it in off the screen. They get it to Greece. Greece from the free throw line. He'll kick the ball right back out here for Sheridan. Sheridan top of the circle. 5.5 to go. They'll run that weave play. Wagner has it. Uses up his dribble. Gives it right side for Andrew Sheridan. Sheridan gives it to Greece. And Greece a little extra step with it. 10 turnovers now on the Mustangs, who have seen their lead dwindled down to three. 33-30, 5.5 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Top of the circle, Hoffman has it, and the pass is off the hands of Schroeder. Stepping in the passing lane was Sam Greece, and he was able to knock the ball loose off the shoulder of Schroeder and out of bounds. Just deflected it enough, he couldn't make the catch. Wagner brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Greece here for the Mustangs. Top of the circle for Wagner. And Wagner will help work it back around. Get it off for Greece. Back out for Austin Rath. Top of the circle here for Jordan Wagner. On the left wing, Lance Spongberg has it. They'll get it off for Sheridan. Very deliberate on the offensive set here is the Mustangs. They're up by three. And they'll just give it right back out here for Austin Rath. Off of the screen, Spongberg has it. Gives it off right side for Wagner. Wagner with 4:40 to go, has the dribble. Fakes the pass one way. Now will deliver it to the right wing to Greece. And they'll skip it out for Spongberg. Spongberg drives the baseline, puts up the shot as he is fouled. He was fouled as he had the ball down and was able to muscle up a shot to get himself to the free throw line to shoot two. One final in the book today from the Heartland Hoops Classic, and that was Centura in overtime over Sandy Creek, 46-40. Here, Sutton has the lead, and it's just gotten a little bit bigger. The first of two free throws by Lance Spongberg, up and good, and it is 34-30. Spongberg now with 7 points here in the game. Second free throw is on the way, back to the iron and no good, and tracking down the rebound is Pierce. Pretty good little foot race there, but Hoffman was able to win the foot race for the Blue Jays, and they will work it in the offensive zone. Schroeder gives it off for Schultz. Schultz kicks it out here for Freeman. Freeman, three-pointer, no good, and the rebound by Austin Rath. So Rath snags the rebound, works the ball up court. Wiebe has to track it down the corner as it was loose, and he gets it to Sheridan here for the Mustangs. He's used up his dribble, And now they'll just hand the ball back off here for Austin Rapp. Rapp gives it up for Wiebe. Wiebe on that right side for Greece. Less than four to go here in the fourth quarter. Sam Greece has the dribble. Right side now for Rapp. 34-30. Sutton with a four-point lead and the basketball. Wiebe has it. Gives it on the left side for Greece. And they'll enter it inside. And we've got a little push as they enter the ball into Reed Wiebe. So again, the Jays going man-to-man, and now they're going to go timeout. 3:38 to go here, fourth quarter. It's Sutton 34, Pierce 30. Timeout Blue Jays. We're back after this.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in their game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, Dr. Wilkinson provides comprehensive care in the areas of total joint replacement surgery, sports medicine, trauma, and general orthopedics. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Monday on Compass Media Network's coverage of NCAA basketball as the Kansas State Wildcats look to avenge an early season loss to in-state rival, the Kansas Jayhawks. Hi, this is Tom Ackerman. Join Mike Wozniak and me for all the action when talented freshman guard Josh Selby and the Jayhawks look to sweep the season series against Jacob Pullen and the Kansas State Wildcats. It's the Wildcats and the Jayhawks live from Manhattan, Kansas. If it's NCAA basketball, it's right here.
Well, the big guns for the Blue Jays are kind of playing like it. Connor Schultz, who averages 12 points a game, he's certainly on pace for that. And Brock Schroeder also having a solid performance. He's averaging in double digits as well. He's averaging 10 points a ball game. He's got over that. I have him with 17 points here in the ball game. Mustangs will inbound the basketball. Samuel Greece has it. And again, a four-point lead here as driving in is Greece, and he's going to head the line and shoot two. Great strong drive, came all the way from the baseline, all the way top of the key, and drove right through the lane. And he is hit on the arm. That was the plan, to get him to drive and drive hard. And the free throw by Greece is up and good. He's got nine in the game. His second free throw on the way for Greece. Make that 10. And more importantly, a Sutton six-point lead with 3.5 minutes to go here. Schultz will bring in the offensive zone. And again, Sutton right now going man-to-man. They give it to Schroeder. Schroeder right back out here for Schultz. He'll try the three, and he hits the three. So Connor Schultz drains the three-pointer. And he's got 11 in the game. Bounce pass on the right wing. Austin Rapp looks to the inside, gets it into Wiebe. Wiebe in traffic, shot up and good. Reed Wiebe, not to be denied, backed in, found a little angle and used his quickness, and he lays it up and in. 5-point lead here. With the dribble is Schroeder. Schroeder kicks it off. Now here's a quick three by Schultz. It's no good. Rebound by Rapp. For Sutton, and into the offensive zone comes Spongberg. Spongberg gives it between the circles for Wiebe. Left side back out for Rapp. Rapp is picked up defensively. Pierce going man-to-man. They've done that so far here in the ball game for 29 and a half minutes. Ball's dead, and they'll hand the ball off for Greece. Greece with the dribble, gives it between the circles here for Wiebe. Wiebe left side for Spongberg. Spongberg drives. Spongberg gets a screen, puts up the shot. Some contact, but no foul called. Freeman pulls down the rebound, and here comes Pierce. And we're going to have a timeout for the Blue Jays. 2:09 to go here. Fourth quarter. Sutton, 38. Pierce, 33. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
We're not afraid to match their price. Everybody, Builders is nice.
If you ever find a lower price on an identical item, we'll match it. Just bring us their ad or let us know so that we can verify it. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Pro Team Design is gearing up for baseball season with brands like Wilson, Mizuno, Diamond, Majestic, and Richardson. We can outfit your team from hats to shoes and everything in between. 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island or on the web at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic. It is Sutton 38, Pierce 33. The Blue Jays calling the timeout here with a little bit over a minute to go. Mike Emery, the head coach of Pierce, understands the importance of this possession here. Pierce now will have only one timeout left. And for the Mustangs, they still have three. Team fouls. Each team has committed six team fouls, and the possession arrow is pointing to Mustangs. So that's your game reset here. And Pierce will inbound on that far side. Brock Schroeder to inbound the basketball. He'll get the ball in the hands of Brandon Freeman. Freeman with the dribble. They're looking for Schroeder, but he's well covered, so he'll give it off for Schultz. Schultz drives, has a shot blocked, but there's a foul. I'll tell you what, Austin Rapp, to me, looked like he got all ball. I don't know if the foul is going to be on him or not. They are going to give it to him. There might have been a foul in there on the body, but it wasn't the body of number 20, but they gave him the foul. And to the line to shoot two is going to be Connor Schultz. And his free throw is up and good. So he now has 12 in the game. Second free throw up and good. That makes it 38-35. 2 minutes to go. I misspoke. There's a little bit over 2 minutes left when I said there was a little bit over one. So we got 2 minutes to go here. With the ball is Grease on that left side. They give it off to Spongberg. Spongberg throws it into the backcourt and can't make the connection with Andrew Sheridan. That'll be another Sutton turnover. Good defense forced the turnover there. And now Pierce with a chance potentially to tie the ball game. They are down by three, and they'll give it top of the circle here for Brandon Freeman. They don't need the three, obviously, with a minute and a half to go here. Used up the dribble. Pass tip. Ping-ponging around, and the Blue Jays come up with it. Brandon Freeman saves the possession here for Pierce. And Mike Emery saying, value the basketball. Take care of it. Schroeder kicks left side. Here's the three to tie by Schultz. No good. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by the Mustangs. Lance Bongberg couldn't quite get his hands on it. He was neck and neck with Brett Schneider fighting for the ball. And Pierce will inbound it underneath their own basket. Minute 13 to go here. The inbound. Schroeder, baseline, Jay, no good. Offensive rebound and then falling down is the Blue Jays. But we're going to have a foul called as he was undercut. Snagging the rebound was Brett Schneider. And Brett Schneider now will go line for a 1-1. The foul on Reed Wiebe is his fourth. And Schneider to the line, front end of the 1-1 is good. 38-36, 1:10 to go here, fourth quarter. We've already had one overtime game today. Free throw is up and good. 1 point ball game. 1 minute, 5 seconds to go. With the lead and the basketball are the Sutton Mustangs. They get it in the hands of Rapp on that left side. 5 second count going on. And with the dribble is Schroeder. With the pressure, rather, is Schroeder. As Grease has it, now they'll give the ball back off for Wiebe. Wiebe bounce pass right side for Sheridan. Sheridan, I'll tell you what, Pierce has picked up the defense and a timeout. Timeout by Steve Spongler. He did not like how that was looking. 46.5 to go. Sutton 38, Pierce 37. We're back right after this.
You miss Friday's Doug and Daddy Show. We come up with Tyler Herman, Amherst wrestling coach. They're the favorite in their district. You also miss Steve Anderson, voice of Fauner Park. And we talked about Rich Fisher being the final piece of the coaching search for Bo Pelini.
Coming up next week, a lot to talk about with the state wrestling tournament getting underway, girls sub-district basketball, and we'll recap the Huskers, Lopers, and Broncos Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy, brought to you by the Midway Auto Group. ThinkMidway.com, weekdays at 11 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Well, Sutton in their home white uniforms, they will inbound the basketball on the sideline away from their bench, the sideline nearest us, and they'll be in the middle of the block. We'll see what they have drawn up here. 46.5 to go in the way Pierce has been pressuring the ball. It's been rather tenuous just holding on to the basketball. Sutton still has two timeouts left. Pierce has one. All the timeouts left are full timeouts for both teams. Mustangs, 5 second count going on. They get it in time. They get it to Rath. Rath will give it to Spongberg, and Spongberg passes it out, and a foul immediately by Brady Bretschneider. And that's the strategy here for Pierce, and that is to send Reed Wiebe to the line for the front end of a one and one. Why not? Get one of the post players that's playing about 35, 40 feet away from the basket. Foul him and see if he can add to the lead here with the front end of the one and one. The free throw is up and good. Checking in here for Sutton is going to be Jordan Wagner. So Wiebe at the line, who is a 73% free throw shooter. His free throw is up and good. Not your typical post free throw shooter. He looked pretty comfortable up there. Sutton up by three, 38 seconds to go. They get the ball to Michael Hoffman. Hoffman gets the ball back out here for Schultz. Schultz with the dribble, takes it on the baseline, drives, and he'll kick it back out. Here's Schroeder, and we got a timeout by Pierce as Schroeder hit a three. Emery called the timeout clearly before the shot, and Schroeder strokes in the three that would have tied it. Well, let's see if they can recreate what just happened. Sutton up by three, Pierce with the timeout with less than a minute to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We're back after this.
See Misco Sports. They can get you geared up for game day with brand-name clothing, shoes, and athletic apparel from names like Nike and more. Get your game on at Misco's now in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Egg West. You gotta go eggwest.com. Go Egg West.
Well, if Mike Emery was sitting where I was sitting, he would not have called that timeout, because on this sideline, you could see the play developing, and Schroeder is going to be open for the look, and I don't think he would have called the timeout. But on that far sideline, he was actually screened by the action, and as a result, he calls the timeout that essentially takes the three-pointer off the books for Brock Schroeder, and we'll see what they have in mind. As about the spot where Schroeder hit the three-pointer, that's where Schroeder is going to inbound it. With 28.4 to go here, Pierce needs three. They don't necessarily need to get the three here, but probably that's what they have drawn up. Inbounded for Freeman. Freeman has the ball go off the hands of Schultz and out of bounds. A turnover, only eight unofficially against Pierce here in the ball game, but that one was a painful one. That one was a big one. 22.7 to go. Sutton with a three-point lead and the basketball. Andrew Sheridan's going to inbound it. Might have to call a timeout just to get it in. They get it in and in trouble, but dribbling through it is Spongberg. Spongberg has it stolen from behind, but that's a foul on Schroeder. So now Spongberg will go to the line, and he will have a one and one. So Lance Spongberg will head to the line. He is 21 of 25 on the season. That works out to exactly 84%. Spongberg will have the front end of the one-and-one here. Bends the knees, fires it up, and he strokes in the free throw. Spongberg, 8 points in the game. And more importantly, he makes it a two-possession game. And remember that Pierce is out of timeouts. Free throw up and good. That might do it, especially since Pierce is out of timeouts. Bounce pass on that right side to Schroeder. Schroeder gives it left side. Here's Schultz for three. Back the iron. No good. Rebound by the Mustangs. And that's probably going to do it right there. Reed Wiebe snags the rebound. And now we'll head to the free throw line for a one and one. 5.6 seconds to go here. And Pierce with no timeouts left. Even if they score, Sutton will not need to inbound it. And that might be exactly why Steve Spongberg is calling his timeout. That's what he's going to tell his team, that after the free throws, don't foul and don't inbound. Timeout Mustangs. They're going to pick up the win. They're leading at 42-37 over Pierce. We'll be back with the free throws right after this.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
So, Reed Wiebe averages a little bit over 11 points and is a 73% free throw shooter. He will step to the line for a 1-and-1 here, but really it's somewhat academic because Sutton with a 5-point lead already and with 5 seconds to go, even if Pierce somehow got the ball, hit the three-pointer, Sutton would not even have to inbound it because they're up by more than one possession already. And with no timeouts for Pierce would be helpless to stop the clock. And the Mustangs, with the exception of Wiebe, are all standing in the half-court jump circle. They might be told to stay there. Wiebe hits the free throw. He's a perfect 3-for-3 from the line here in the fourth quarter. He's got 13 points in the game. That's a little bit better than his 11-point average. And Wiebe's free throw is up and good. And that probably will be the final. 44-37. 5 seconds left. With the dribble is going to be Schultz. Schultz, they're just going to let him drive. He kicks it out, and Freeman hits the shot at the buzzer, but it is academic. Your final score, it's Sutton 44, Pierce 39. So the Mustangs are now 16-4 on the season, and the number 6 team in Class C2 picks up a win over Pierce, who falls now to 13-6 on the season. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the Misco Sports Postgame Show, we'll wrap things up here, and then we'll set the stage for other games, including a great matchup at 12:30 between Fremont Bergen and Kearney Catholic. We'll set the rest of the schedule, come back with our scoring. We'll do that right after this timeout.
Find the perfect look for any room in your home with big savings on flooring at Menards. Get the look of hardwood at an affordable price with Newport Laminate Flooring by Tarkett. With pre-attached underlayment for easy installation. It's on sale for just $1.69 per square foot. Plus, all special order carpet is 15% off. All special order hardwood flooring and all ceramic, porcelain, and natural stone tile are also on sale.
Save big money at Menards.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Rondo with a lob to Garnett, and he drops it in. Kobe fakes, lead-in jumper. That's good, and it's a ballot for three. Good from the left corner.
Find the NBA right here.
This Sunday, it's an NBA doubleheader beginning at 11:30 when LeBron James and the Miami Heat take on the Boston Celtics, followed by Kobe Bryant and the LA Lakers taking on Orlando. Heat Celtics, Lakers Magic beginning Sunday at 11:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
And welcome back here to the Heartland Hoops Classic at the Heartland Event Center. Our second final is in the books, and that's Sutton with a 44-39 win over Pierce. A nice win here for the Mustangs. And let's check the scoring for them. Unofficially, I had Reed Wiebe being the leading scorer. He had 14 points here in the ballgame, including going a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Samuel Grease, he finished with 10 points unofficially in the game. 9 for Austin Rapp and 9 for Jordan Wagner as Sutton picks up the win. For Pierce, leading the way for them was Brock Schroeder. He had 17. Connor Schultz with 13. 6 for Brady Brettschneider. 4 points for Brandon Freeman and Michael Hoffman. He finished with 2. And again, Sutton doing a great job rebounding, had a slight rebounding edge against Pierce. And again, Sutton shooting the ball very effectively, very efficiently, being very patient with their shots. And they win this one by a final of 44 42-39. So let's set the stage here a little bit on what the rest of the day will bring. First of all, one other final from the day. It was Centura in overtime over Sandy Creek, 46-40. Our next game, which is scheduled to tip in about a half hour or so, well, they put 28 minutes on the clock, so they might get an early start. They started their first game a little bit early as well. But the 12:30 game has the number one team in Class C2, Fremont Bergen, taking on the number eight team in Class C1, Kearney Catholic. And that game, as we said, is scheduled for a 12:30 tip. And for Fremont Bergen, they had a tough loss last night at Bishop Newman. They lost that one 77-51. That is their third straight loss. But they lost to Grand Island Central Catholic, they lost at Boys Town, and then they lost at Bishop Newman. So those are some pretty tough opponents for Fremont Bergen, who come in with a record of 15-5. The 2:15 game, a great Class C1 top 10 matchup. Fourth-ranked St. Cecilia coming off their loss at the buzzer to Grand Island Central Catholic last night. They're number four in the state. They'll take on sixth-ranked Milford, that game at 2:15. And then at 4 o'clock, the number two team in Class C1, Ravenna, will take on number seven, Boys Town. Boys Town, number seven in Class B. That game is scheduled for a 4 o'clock tip. Then Adams Central will take on the number two team in Class B, Gretna. That'll be at 5:45. And then a matchup of the two top teams in Class C1. Second-ranked Grand Island Central Catholic taking on top-ranked Norfolk Catholic. That game scheduled for 7:30. And then at 9:15, Class A's Grand Island will take on Class B Ralston. That is the final game of eight. At the Heartland Hoops Classic, all eight of them will be on the ESPN Superstation, KXPN 1460 in Kearney, and KICS 1550 in Hastings. And the last three games, probably that Adams Central Gretna game will be joined in progress, but the last three games will be heard on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Once again, the final, Sutton 44, Pierce 39. We'll step away for about 20, 25 minutes or so, and then we'll have the pregame between Fremont Bergen and Kearney Catholic right here on the ESPN Superstation. So join us in a few minutes for more basketball here from the Heartland Hoops Classic.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of ESPN Radio, 1460 AM and ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcasts of this and all local play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to ESPNSuperstation.com.
I'm Kevin Winter. The Pittsburgh Panthers hold the top spot of the Big East Conference. They